Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Knitting and Thriving with Rusty.
Hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there. It's Sunday. Sunday is fun day here in Living and Thriving with Rusty World. And today, I am pleased to have Tiffany Jameson. She'll be joining us in a little bit. She's from Yay Me University, and she's going to talk to us for a little while about self-esteem and women and motivation and frustration and radical change and self-sabotaging behavior and so on. So I'm really super looking forward to having her on. And feel free to give a call in. The number here is 347-205-9443. And as you know, I'm actively seeking sponsors and still looking at proposals. So if you want to sponsor a show or all the shows or however you feel fit, go to my website at rustymacdonald.com and check out the sponsorship page. Anywhere from a dollar to infinity beyond, you can have your advertisement here on Living and Thriving, which covers over 200,000 people on an international level. So without further ado, I'll give you a little idea of where you're info could be plugged in, like right here, right now. How cool.
Tune in weekly to Living and Thriving with Rusty, Inspiration on Tap. Rusty explores topics related to mind, body, and soul. For more information, go to her site at rustymacdonald.com. Not McDonald like the farmer, or certainly not like the fast food. Rusty McDonald, just what the doctor ordered. Listen to Living and Thriving with Rusty, Inspiration on Tap. Tune in weekly to Living and Thriving with Rusty, life coach, radio talk show host, single mom, and blogger.
I think that's a fun commercial. I love being related to a Happy Meal and this little box of smiles. How cool is that? I'm actually almost 6 feet tall, so considering that that's not very little, I don't think I would be a little box of smiles. So I must be a gargantuan box of smiles. I'm totally into that whole Happy Meal thing. It's just not, you know, the fast food stuff, because we don't do fast food. Yuck, 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 yuck. Today was a gorgeous day. I did. I manufactured or wrote some proposals and made a little video of some of the stuff that I do to increase my business. So definitely feel free if you're looking for marketing help or whatever. Go to the website. I'll explain it all there. And then I was able to hang out with my friend Stephanie and her honey bunny and the dogs this afternoon on the beach. It was beautiful. It was sunny. It was a little crisp, but, you know, we got over it. Just having the company was nice. We haven't seen each other in a long time, and we've been trying to do this for a long time. So, Stephanie, if you were able to join us on the show today, high five. Thanks so much. It was a great day, and the coffee was perfect in the chat. And so glad you found your friend in the New England Foodie magazine. Who would have thunk? Open a magazine and see a high school buddy there. Very cool stuff. I am still waiting for Tiffany Jameson Vanderlug, I can't pronounce the name, Esquire of Yay Me University, to chime on in. We were just chatting on Twitter back and forth, so I know she's coming. Maybe she's making her cup of tea. The number here is 347-205-9443. And while we're waiting for her to tune in, I am going to tell you who is on Wednesday. Wednesday, Wednesday, Wednesday. Let's see, who is, excuse me. I'm still battling that cold. I know emails. I'm going to the doctor tomorrow. I finally made the appointments. It's been 3 weeks with this thing. It's been horrible. Okay, who is on Wednesday? Oh, very cool. Bill Ferguson, he actually is the designer of something called the Relationship Seminars. He's going to talk to us about how to have better relationships, not just romantic, but, you know, relationships with people. And that's always very helpful. His advice, he is internationally known. He's written books. He has these seminars. It's great. And I'm really looking forward to having him on. And that's Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune in. That is going to be awesome. I'm here in the chat room. Hi, everybody in the chat room. It's great to see you here on Living and Thriving with Rusty. The success of the show has been phenomenal, and I have to thank all of you for that. If it wasn't for you, Living and Thriving would not be as radical as it is. I'm humbled, and the amount of messages that I receive via email and via Twitter in regards to the show is, it brings tears to my eyes sometimes, and I'm glad that we get to walk those paths together and learn so much with each other. It's so blessed to have the kinds of guests that are appearing on the show, and I can't say anymore without getting teary-eyed, because it's been beautiful, a beautiful opportunity. So thank you, and keep sending your emails in. I am excited. Let's see. I'm going to email Tiffany and see where she's at. She's going to be on here somewhere. Silly girl. Okay. All right, and I have to say, guess what? I totally forgot to chime in regards to the Gluten-Free Expo in Florida. It's going to be at the St. Pete Coliseum, 535 4th Avenue North, and that's St. Petersburg, and on March 22nd. I'm a sponsor of this, so please, please, please go and visit the expo if you are in beautiful Florida, which Chloe and I just got back from. And we enjoyed our time at our new home. And it was like 80 degrees. It was so amazingly beautiful. And then we drove from Florida back during the D.C. blizzard, which most of you already heard about last Wednesday. But that was an incredulous journey for sure. We toughed it out and we did it. We made it happen. We did slow and steady. It was a great lesson for Chloe because I always say you have to be the turtle sometimes and you have to be the rabbit sometimes. And that definitely was a turtle moment. You slow and steady and we won the race. But anyway, Gluten-Free for Life Expo 2014 at the St. Pete Coliseum in St. Petersburg, Florida on March 22nd, 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. And there's going to be some amazing speakers. One day I will actually have time to be there to speak, just not this year. Melissa Gallagher, BA, she is a Healthy Bean by Melissa. Then Jennifer Fuego, she hosts the Gluten-Free School. Michael Rizzoldi, DC, he's from Rizzoldi Family Chiropractic. And they were so fabulous, they actually have classroom sessions. So definitely check out the Gluten-Free Expo 2014 at the St. Pete Coliseum. I'm still waiting for Tiffany to pop in. I hope she's okay. I'm going to check my Twitter feed to see what all you crazy kids are up to. Nobody's made me cry today, so that's good. But I do love all the love that I get in Twitter world. I'm trying to learn how to be more efficient with it. It's been rather exciting. All right. I don't know, maybe she's having a hard time dialing in. So I'm just going to rattle your ear off a little bit more and talk about my blog entry this week is going to be about my trip and about the whole process of being a single mom, full-time, divorced. I get the obstacles and the challenges of having to do everything 100% alone. And the beauty of it, it's beautiful, but it is challenging. And my daughter is like the coolest kid on the planet. She's the best travel partner ever. She doesn't complain. She doesn't whine. She She just goes with the flow. She's really cool, and when she gets tired, she becomes super silly and very funny and can come up with some crazy songs or jokes, and then she falls asleep and snores like crazy. But the great part about that is as I go through this reinvention of my life, I'm really learning to appreciate the little bit of time that we have together and how she's growing in such a beautiful way. She's really an amazing child. So definitely be on the lookout for this week's blog. I'm able to do it bi-weekly. I'm not able to do it weekly as of yet. Just no time. Also, wanted to remind you that I'm going to be on at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Endless Encouragement Radio. That's going to be about an hour show. And I'm super excited about it. It's quite an honor to be on a show that's focus is about inspiration and people who are encouraging other people to succeed. So I'm looking forward to that show at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I believe she's here on Blog Talk as well. So go to blogtalkradio.com/endless encouragement and tune in tonight. Give us a call. Chat with me live. It will be perfect. And, you know, if you're out there and you're putting the dishes away, call me now. The number here is 347-205-9443. And we're going to do another commercial break.
Tune in weekly to Living and Thriving with Rusty, Inspiration on Tap. Rusty explores topics related to mind, body, and soul. For more information, go to her site at rustymcdonald.com. Not McDonald like the farmer, or certainly not like the fast food. Rusty McDonald, just what the doctor ordered. Listen to Living and Thriving with Rusty, Inspiration on Tap. Tune in weekly to Living and Thriving with Rusty, life coach, radio talk show host, single mom, and blogger.
See, that would be a great spot for a wonderful company to have their advertisement played. Why not? That would be really, really cool. I am having very little faith in this weather. It is dreary, but it is also March. So having all of the Florida time that Chloe and I have had over the last few months, we have been rather spoiled with some beautiful, beautiful weather and some amazing animals. I don't know if I mentioned the turtles that live across the street from our new house. They are huge. They are as big as a truck. They're gargantuan. We have this little tiny dog, so that'll be really interesting when the dog finally realizes that there are these large snapping turtles across the street. So hopefully they won't snap her. we shall see. So I'm going to give it a couple more minutes, and if Tiffany doesn't join us, then I'm going to say la vie until 9 p.m. tonight when I will be a guest on Endless Encouragement, and I hope that you get to listen there. For those of you that are listening and you're chatting in the chat room, I am so sorry. Things happen, and just less than an hour ago, we were chatting on Twitter, and she was going to dial in. So it's okay. It's totally cool. It stuff happens. But let me actually just spend a few minutes and tell you who she was. So her name's Tiffany of Yang University. She is the founder, and she is a personal development misfit. She's on a mission to take you beyond what she calls the self-help trifecta, the positives, knowing your big way, and success mindsets into space and limitless generative possibilities. Her radical thinking is, did you know that research shows that negativity lights up the brain just as cocaine and other narcotics? She also says positive thinking and affirmations may be harmful to your dreams and self-esteem. 90%, 7% of your thoughts each day are not your own. Limiting beliefs can be both negative and positive. Fear doesn't actually exist. Some of the other things that she talks about is having an internal detector of truth and at the ready if we only ask. Her book is The Radical Self Expert, the fastest, simplest seven-step method to discover how to be your true self, change your life, and be happy today the easy way. It was number one on Amazon Kindle for self-help and self-esteem, and number two for self-help happiness, and is on the basis of her Radical Self Expert method, of which she has been the creator. So yay me university. Definitely have to check that out. And to yayme university.com. So, Tiffany, I know you're out there. I'm just wondering if you're having a hard time dialing in. There's been some problems with Blog Talk Radio lately. And I am not sure if we're having problems. I don't see any issues today. So I will have to say that she's probably not going to make it at this point. She, again, go to theyayneuniversity.com and check out Miss Tiffany. She looks vibrant and amazing. And she has a few videos on her site that should be of value. And explore it. Maybe we can have her on sometime this fall if we have any openings. But you know how Karen is. She books me crazy. I think we're booked until mid-2015 with the amount of guests that we have. And if we can find sponsors, maybe we'll just add a day during the week. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm going to say adieu and get a little bit of rest before the radio show that I'm going on at 9 p.m. tonight. And thank you for tuning in. I'm really grateful to you and for you. And I love you. I think you're beautiful. And I'm so grateful that we get to join each other hand in hand on this path of learning, thriving, inspiring, motivating, and challenging our thinking. It's been a great journey. So until then, I will talk to you soon. Thanks. Have a good night.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.